Pop was one of the biggest bands of the 80s, but today they're best known as Colin Thompson's old group. Colin, or as he's been dubbed by the Queen, Sir Colin, has gone on to sell millions of records, star in blockbuster films, and create his own cologne, A Whiff of Colin. But here's a question. Can you remember the name of the other guy in Pop? Whatever happened to Alex Fletcher? Tonight, we find out on Battle of the 80s Has-Beens.
We think it's going to be bigger than American Idol. So what do you think, Alex?
Well, I love it. It's brilliant on so many levels, I don't even know where to start. It's
good for you, because some of the people we've approached have had a little problem with the term has-been.
Have they? You see, I don't share that. I am a happy has-been, really. It's a very clear statement. I live in the past. Everything good I ever did was long ago, so don't expect anything new or exciting from me now. Really takes the pressure off, especially on a first date.
Good for you. So we've already taped several shows, and we're going to start airing them this week. And some of the performers include REO Speedwagon.
Speedwagon.
Flock of Seagulls.
The Flock. Okay.
Debbie Gibson.
Debbie.
Tiffany.
Ooh. History there.
And Frankie Goes to Hollywood. So relax.
Nice one. Good, okay, the worthy adversaries all. How many songs would I actually get to perform? I'd like to do two, you know, a ballad and then maybe a more up-tempo number where I get to shake it a bit.
I can't promise any of the acts that they'll be singing.
Sorry, confused. What would we be doing then?
Boxing. That's why the show is called Battle of the 80s Has-Beens. Only the winner gets to sing.
Oh. Right, gotcha.